From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A top British government investigator says Russian President Vladimir Putin probably personally approved the 2006 assassination of dissident Alexander Litvinenko. Robert Owen, a retired judge serving as the inquiry's chairman, said Thursday his year-long investigation had confirmed the Russian state was responsible for poisoning Litvinenko with radioactive polonium-210. The dissident was exiled in Britain after criticizing Putin. British Prime Minister David Cameron said that further sanctions have been imposed against Russia.
What we've added today, rightly, is further asset freezes, writing again to the prosecuting authorities to see what more can be done.
In Moscow, Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova said that we regret that a purely criminal case has been politicized and has darkened what she called the general atmosphere of bilateral relations. Here in Washington, the White House said it would not rule out relevant future steps following the British inquiry's conclusion on the death of Litvinenko. Secretary of State John Kerry had a full schedule Thursday at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. The secretary defended U.S. sanctions against Iran for its ballistic missile program.
We've made it very clear that we use sanctions when we think they are appropriate in order to counter behavior that we believe has broken the law or challenge the United Nations Security Council or threatens the United States.
Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif had responded to new penalties, saying it indicated the U.S. was, in his words, addicted to using sanctions as a tool for diplomacy. This is VOA News.